You are listening to an edited version of Get Radio's Business Brunch, which airs every Sunday at 11 a.m. on DAB Digital Radio across Oxfordshire and online at getradio.co.uk. For copyright reasons, we cannot play the songs mentioned in the show. But for more info and Business Brunch related content, head over to getradio.co.uk.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben Thompson. Sponsored by We Do HR Support. Leave your HR to the experts so you can focus on what you do best.
Good morning, happy Sunday. This is Get Radio and welcome to the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson, owner of Thompson & Terry Recruitment. Every week, I'm fortunate to introduce you, the listener, to the best people within every sector all across Oxfordshire. Business leaders, large and small, share their stories. And today is going to be no different. We're talking about the world of hospitality. And to do that, we are joined by Lee Wood of Leonardo Roar Hotel and Steve Sanderson of the Checkers at Burkhart. This is a Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson. I look forward to welcoming our two guests after this. Get Radio. Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Today, I'm really, really delighted to be talking to Lee Wood and Steve Sanderson. And we're going to be talking about the world of hospitality here in Oxfordshire. So let's start by introducing the two guests. I'll start with you, Lee. So please introduce yourself to the listener and tell them what you do and your background.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. So my role itself, I've worked in hospitality for 6 years. I left my previous role 4 years ago and moved to Leonardo Hotel in November 2020 as sales manager. The hotel itself, we're just on the outskirts of Oxford. We are 240 bedrooms, 20 conference rooms, lots of parking, great food and beverage, a real big player in the market when we look at hospitality.
Amazing. And for those who don't know you, Steve, and indeed the Checkers of Burkhart, tell the listener, what is the Checkers of Burkhart?
What is it? It's a fun gastro pub. We've been there for 18 years now. I've been in hospitality for 31 years, so I've been doing it quite a long time. So yeah, we've just been there 18 years and we just try to keep everything as local as possible. And we're just a fun, funky pub in the middle of nowhere, sort of by the river. But we just try to put fun on the plate, as we say in our adverts.
Amazing, amazing. I think very modest there. Definitely the best roast in Oxfordshire. But anyway, I'm going to start making enemies with everyone else. Right. So thanks so much to you both for that intro. We are going to have a roundtable discussion all about that. But before that, Lee, I'm going to pick on you first. You have kindly chosen a song for our listeners this morning. What is your song choice and why have you picked it?
We Are the Champions is going to be the song choice because that's where we feel we are.
Oxfordshire Station, Get Radio.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Today we're talking about hospitality in Oxfordshire, and to do that we're joined by Lee Wood and Steve Sanderson of Leonardo Royal Hotel and indeed the Checkers at Burkhart. So let's start with quite a big question for you, Steve, if that's okay. What makes great hospitality?
Hospitality is all about customer service. I've been a chef for 31 years, but without customer service, I'm a massive believer that it makes the whole experience. You can almost go out and have a good meal and have bad service and you won't go back. You can almost have like an average to good meal, but a fantastic service and you'll love it. So to me, customer service is the key, is to the point of contact when someone walked in the door to the end of the product. It's just looking after people. You want to be treated how you want to be treated. And so being nice, being friendly, but family atmosphere, that's what we're all about. And that's what's most important to me.
Absolutely. What's your take on that question, Lee?
I fully agree with Steve. I think it's very much about customer service across every aspect of your facility. So us as a hotel, we've got accommodation, we've got a health club, we've got a restaurant, we've got coffee shops. So whether you're popping in for a coffee or you're spending a couple of £100 on an overnight stay, the experience needs to be the same and needs to be memorable. And I think very much people buy from people and people return to businesses that they can trust and that they've experienced to be a good product.
Absolutely. Right. Steve, one of the things that's been on your Get Radio adverts and other adverts, I think it's been quite a big thing, is about putting the fun back on the play. Talk to me about where did that come from and how have your customers taken that?
Well, funnily enough, it came from a previous radio station, so I won't mention it on here. it was just dropped into a. I was in a booth in a radio station, and I said it, and the guy I was with at the time said, "That's amazing," and I was like, "What's amazing?" And he said, "What you just said," and he said, "Let me put it on the end," and it basically stuck. And I think that was probably 6 or 7 years ago. And it was just a joke, but now it's actually quite funny because I can go into a bar or a restaurant somewhere else, and someone will say, "Are you the guy that put a spot on the plate?" And I say, "Yeah, that's me." So yeah, it's something that's stuck. It's just one of them little gimmicky things, but we do like to have fun in our restaurant, so it did stick, and someone picked it up, and they did a good job.
Mm, absolutely. And Lee, just in terms of consistency, because I think that what's really often important for the end customer, and I think Steve's touched on this, is in terms of if somebody has a bad level of service or if somebody has what they don't expect, they probably aren't going to come back.
Sure.
How being such a large hotel, how do you guys ensure that there is consistency, whether somebody comes to a conference or your restaurant or a bedroom?
Absolutely. And I think that comes down from the standards that you set from the top of your tree to work within each department within the hotel. I think Steve will probably agree there's always going to be customers that will be challenging either way. So it's very much about having a process in place to overcome those challenging customers to meet their different requirements to what we might see as a standard customer. But training, development, processes, and actually caring about the customer goes a million miles. You can spend as much as you want on marketing to look fantastic, but if you can't deliver that product when they walk through the door, you're just going to shoot yourself in the foot. So really important to follow through on what you're trying to sell.
Mm, absolutely. And I think that's quite a big piece for the Checkers of Burkhart. As you know, Steve, you and I have known each other for a long time, and you're still coming on the radio show. So but
I must be doing something right.
I was thinking the other way around, but anyway, I think the Checkers has always had a great reputation for being a really good gastropub. But a few years back, you made the decision to add hotel rooms and. And really, I know that a big thing that you're doing now is people can come the whole day and they can be with you for the whole day. What was that thought process? How did that change? And how did you stay consistent from being the great gastropub to being the great overnight stay to being the great business venue?
Well, I just think it's just something migrating to itself, because if you've got hotel rooms, you open yourself up to the other side of the business world where you can do breakfast, lunch and dinner. You can do the full day. So it was just a natural progression. Obviously, you're starting something new, but it was basically just doing breakfast and just customer service. So, yeah, it sort of all came quite naturally to us, really. So, we've got a planning application in to get another 6 rooms. So hopefully that'll happen soon. And so we're going to get bigger and bigger. So, yeah, that's what we're looking to do. And just look after people. That's what hospitality is all about, looking after people. Treat people how you want to be treated. And, you know, you'll get the rewards from it.
Amazing. Amazing. Steve, I am going to stay with you for a tough question. The toughest question, which is you've kindly chosen a song for our listeners this morning. What is your song choice and why have you picked it?
Well, I said, do you know what? It's such an easy question to ask someone, but then you think you've got to put one on the radio. I'm going to put Robbie Williams, "Let Me Entertain You," please, because that's what we like to do.
Interviewing Oxfordshire's business leaders. This is the Business Brunch Podcast, sponsored by We Do HR Support. Leave your HR to the experts so you can focus on what you do best.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Before that very fitting song chosen by Steve, we've been speaking with Steve and Lee really about what makes great hospitality in Oxfordshire, and to have two brands that have got a great reputation, it's certainly something we can all learn from. Lee, I'm going to come across yourself really, and really I think the question that not the one size fits all. So I guess what can we learn from hospitality, and I guess when looking at Leonardo, you're part of a bigger brand. How do you, I guess, stay on brand but still have that not one size fits all? Big question, sorry.
No, it's a really good question. I think us as being based in Oxford, we see ourselves as more of a community hotel. So as you said there, but we are part of a larger brand. So we're 255 hotels across Europe. but we are the only Leonardo hotel in Oxford. For us, it's about working with national partners, but it's also really important working with the local community. So we support a lot of charities. We work with a lot of local businesses for corporate opportunities. As a market, we understand we're all in the same boat. And I would hope Steve would agree. We all want to support each other to continually make sure we're all succeeding. So whether that be a competitor that's in the city centre, we'll always support each other with ideas. If we can't cater for an inquiry, we'll make sure it goes to one of our competitors, because we want to keep that demand within the Oxford area. So we are very much, although we're against each other, we are a close market. So I think we work really well together.
No, absolutely. Steve,
can I just pick on a point of what you just said there?
Yeah, please do.
You made a really good point, because I think hospitality is such a different area. So if you've got another job, so if I said an estate agent or a car garage, they tend to fight against each other because it's natural. But I think in hospitality, we all understand what we all go through. We understand the hard work. We understand the hours. We understand the commitment and the life you have to put into it. So you respect each other, certainly if someone does a good product. So we do support each other. We support the ones that do a good job. And that's amazing about hospitality. It's so nice to go out somewhere else and people will know who you are because of what you do. And you treat them the same when they come in, because everyone understands what the other person does.
No, absolutely.
Couldn't agree more.
One of the things that's really come out in this show is Oxfordshire. I think you've touched on estate agency there, Steve. I think we had an estate agent show not so long ago, and they were all saying that Oxford has almost got its mini ecosystem, because we're in Oxfordshire, we've got the universities, the hospitals, the high house prices, the good schools. And actually, off the back of that, Oxfordshire will stay strong. I think it's been widely reported that with the economic climate, less people are potentially spending, and there is potentially less disposable income. What are you both seeing in terms of, is there still that appetite in terms of coming out and having a nice meal? Is there still that appetite to really kind of enjoy good quality hospitality?
Go on, Steve.
Who's that? Do you want to go, Lee? You go.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I think the market is still there. I do think there needs to be probably much more of a targeted approach from our side in 2024. I do think people will be keeping their hands in their pockets a little bit more, but people still want to go out. They still want to have a good experience. The money is there, but they are more cautious with the money. So maybe it's about targeting a specific product, event or promotion, etc., to target a different audience. I think the demand is there. It's been a little bit slow in Q1 to January, February, but we've already seen it from a hotel aspect, looking really, really strong for spring and summer.
What about yourself, Steve? What are you seeing?
Yeah, I totally agree with what you just said. I think the first couple of weeks of January are pretty much a write-off across any hospitality thing. So that's why I always go on holiday. So I like to be on a plane by the 2nd or the 3rd of January at the latest.
Nice.
So
lovely.
That's a wonderful time to go away. Yeah, so I use it to my advantage, not a disadvantage. But people do choose a bit, but that's down to us then to make sure that when people are coming out, they're having a great time. It's just a reflection of what we're saying. So I don't think people mind spending the money. I think they begrudge if they're spending money and the product's not good enough. So that's our responsibility to make sure they're having a good time and they want to come back. So that's down to us as the people that run the business. So, yeah, I think the money's still there. And I think, like he said, going forward in the spring and the summer, we've got massive positive numbers coming in. We've got weddings and all the business stuff that we've got coming up. So, we've got Mother's Day coming up, which is the busiest day of the year. We've also got Valentine's. So there's bits in between. You just want to really get to March and then you start going again. And then before you know it, then you're back in January.
Amazing. No, absolutely. And just, Steve, I'm going to stay with you if that's okay. And I want to build on this Oxfordshire piece. So I know, albeit I haven't been for a few months, but I know that the last time I visited, I know there's a real local theme on your menu, isn't there? Whether it be Oxfordshire meat or Oxfordshire X. Why is that? And do you feel that a lot of your customers come to you for that reason? Or is it something else? We've spoken about service. Yeah, I'm just quite keen to understand your buying process.
So, yeah, I mean, my butchers are very local. They're based in Chalgrove, which isn't too far away. I think they used to be based in Abingdon. So we try to, listen, I think that everyone hangs around on this buy local stuff and it's great. And listen, if it's good I don't particularly where it comes from, but we do support as many businesses we can in Oxford. Our veg comes from Oxford, our meat comes from Oxford, so that's great. But some of the other stuff you have to get from, you know, fish. I can't get that from Oxford, so that all comes from Cornwall and Devon. But listen, I'll support any product, and it's what a bonus it is if it's local. That's absolutely fantastic, and that is what we try to do. But at the end of the day, the product needs to be good enough. So I'm blessed enough to have an amazing butcher and an amazing veg company. So that is good. But you support as much as you can. But also, you know, we've got costs like everyone else. So price comes into it, and we need to look around, whatever that may be. But yes, most of our businesses are based in Oxford.
What about yourself, Lee? Just in terms of that point, I think Steve made really good in terms of the product being good enough. Yeah. What's your take on that?
Absolutely. Could not agree more. Again, we will try and support locally as much as we can. So whether that be if we have an event, we'll look at local event companies to support us. But then if we do look at some food and beverage costs, sometimes we need to look at the bigger picture and look at costs. Like Steve, we'll have a menu that we have to fill, and we have to keep the costs competitive, which will bring people in. And unfortunately, it's not always the perfect opportunity to go local. So we might need to spread our horizons a bit further to get that price point right. But if the opportunity was there and we had suppliers across the county that were at the right price point, they were happy to work with us, et cetera, et cetera, we would always try and go local first. But as Steve said, as a business, we do need to look further afield if it isn't the right price point.
Yeah, of course. No, absolutely. I'm going to move on to the world of business, if that's okay, because I know that you both have quite a big reputation with working with local businesses that are looking to spend their day at a venue. What are the benefits of spending a day at a venue? Like, what are you seeing from some of the customers that are coming to you? And that's a question for Steve or you, Lee.
Yeah, I think it's a bigger picture. It's about returning business. We spoke about some of the facilities here, and it's fantastic that we can get people here to stay overnight, to have return business for 3, 6, 12 months down the line. But again, we do see it as a bigger picture. We understand Oxford is a very competitive market when we look at attractions, museums, restaurants, experiences, etc. So we fully promote any local attractions that we have within the Oxford area. So whether that be Steve's restaurant, whether it be Blenheim Palace, etc., we don't take it personally if people don't stay on our doorstep. But all we ask for is that kind of have that piece of the pie, and we make sure everyone else can have that equal piece of the pie, and then we get our return business. And from experience from when we have done that, all the suppliers that we tend to use and all the experience of guiding people towards external companies, the feedback's been fantastic. And if everyone can provide that same product, that's how you get your return business.
Mm-hmm. What's your take on that, Steve?
What was the question again?
in terms of kind of like the benefits of being off-site. So I know that you've got, you know, businesses will come and spend the whole day with you, and they'll stay over and they'll have team building and they'll have their breakfast, lunch and dinner with you. Like, do you see that there's, I guess when you're seeing kind of the team morale and how they're working together, is there a big benefit of doing that?
I think for us, I mean, Lee's got a massive, a much bigger thing than we've got. So I think we aim for, you know, we can do business meetings for, you know, anything up to 30 odd people, but we normally get the ones for like 12 to 16. So the smaller ones. So it just fits into everything that we do, you know, because then you can look after people a bit better. They've only got to walk across the car park and they can go to their rooms. You know, we encapsulate everything in the day. We can do anything they want to do in that room. So we're more of a family style bit, but we are a family business, and that's how we want it. We want people to treat it like home and feel at home. If they want something that's not on the menu, that's my job to create it. You know, I want to overachieve for customers. That's my job as a chef. You know, we have to be totally flexible. I get fed up when you go into a place and someone wants to change, they've got a menu and say they can't do it. Well, of course they can do it. So just go and do it. You know, you don't be lazy. You're a chef. That's our job. So try to go out your way to give them the best experience. If you go the extra mile for a customer, they'll go the extra mile for you.
Really hit the nail on the head there. Really, really hit the nail on the head. It is time for a song. So let's have a song and we'll continue the conversation after this.
The Business Brunch Podcast with Ben Thompson, sponsored by We Do HR Support. Leave your HR to the experts so you can focus on what you do best.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Today, I'm really, really delighted to be joined by Lee Wood and Steve Sarnason. And we're talking about really what makes really good hospitality here in Oxfordshire. Lee, I think we've spoken quite a lot about, I think both you and Steve have said it is about going above and beyond for customers. I think it's about good quality as well. The other thing I think that would be really, really interesting to talk about a little bit is in terms of, as customers here in Oxfordshire, so people listening to the show are business owners with teams, what can we do to make it easier for you guys?
I think one key thing would be to have better access in and around Oxford, especially at the moment. I think we're all plagued with the traffic issues and the rail strikes, but we are in the same boat there. But I think with regards to businesses, I think we all do it really well at the moment already. We all support each other well. You don't hear much negativity about certain businesses, even if they are in competition. So I haven't got a good answer for you on that one, Ben. So hey, Steve might be better for that.
It's a tough question, to be fair. Yeah,
so, glad you agree, Steve.
Really worded that question, I'll answer it for you, Ben.
I'm going to give you a fresh question, and I'm going to build on what you said before the break. So one of the things you said before the break was about a good chef will find, if somebody wants something, you'll make it. And I think the phrase that you used is that actually you won't be lazy. You'll make something if they want it. And that's really, really interesting in terms of, I guess, kind of that going above and beyond, but also in terms of how you design your menu. How does the Checkers design their menu? How do you design the menu? What is that process? I think anyone listening would be quite intrigued to know how that really does happen.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm going through the process now because I like to do it. I do it four times a year. So the honest answer is seasonality. We'll spring into it. But unfortunately, the world we live in at the moment, seasonality isn't like it used to be. You know, you used to know what you were getting in January, February, and then, you know, the vegetables all change and things change. So we try to keep a seasonal. When you keep seasonal, it makes sense because there's more of the product, so it's cheaper, right? So it makes sense. So we just try to look out. So obviously the summer lends itself to lighter dishes, more salads, less heavy sauces, you know, more lighter things, more vinaigrettes or oils rather than the heavy stuff. And then the winter lends itself to braising and slow cooking and more to the pies. So my menu is massive. I mean, you've seen it, Ben. I like the fact my menu's written on the basis that I want someone to be able to stay for me for 7 days and still come in for them 7 days and have something completely different every time. But there's some dishes I can't take off because, I mean, they would kill me if I took some of my dishes off. So my menu's becoming harder to change, believe it or not, than it is easier because, you know, things like the duck salad's been on for 18 years. If I took that off, there'd be people outside picketing and striking. So there's some things I can't do, so by doing my hands tied a little bit. But no, it's a fun process for a chef. Chefs should enjoy changing the menu. It's exciting, you know. And also for your team, every 3 months, they've got a new menu to cook so it doesn't become boring and stale. So, you know, you give them a new challenge and people step up to the plate. And it gives the front of house team something else to talk about. And, you know, sometimes we have specials on as well, which is guided by your suppliers. You know, your fishmonger will call you and say, we've got something on today. You know, do you want it? Brilliant, we can stick it on a special. So we don't have a particular fish dish. We have the fish of the day. So it changes constantly. So it's just keeping people excited and interested so they're not coming back to see the same thing every time.
That's a really interesting point around keeping people excited. I think that's a big thing about hospitality full stop, isn't it? About keeping people excited and I guess having that consistency, but at the same time, having that excitement. What's your take on that, piece, Lee?
Well, have you not heard? So each quarter we have the official Marco Pierre comes on site and creates a new menu.
Amazing.
So I don't have much input, but all jokes aside, he didn't come here. Marco Pierre, he'll have someone else to prepare the menus. But very similar to Steve, it is changed quarterly. We also do set menus, special menus for Valentine's, Mother's Day, Christmas, etc., etc., in line with the market. And We do try and be a little bit different. So myself, I'll look at other hotels of a similar size to us, and we'll look at their menus, their offerings, and we'll try and tweak ours to be a little bit different. Being different tends to be more successful, and people remember something that's different rather than something that's the same as you did the Christmas before, etc. So yeah, it's just thinking outside of the box, which I believe we do really well as a brand at Leonardo. As I said, it's done from the top of the tree at head office. We are quite lucky. We have two different menus at two different restaurants, so probably quite an expansive menu like Steve has as well. So we don't have customers having two or three meals here if they're here for the week and thinking, right, I've had the whole menu, what else can I eat? So it's nice to have that variation, but it's really nice to have something different. So your menu sounds great, Steve. So I'm sure it's fantastic.
Yeah, so just to pick up on that, yeah, so I've gone from Michelin star to what I do now. I can't spend my life being a chef. So I woke up one day about 7 years ago and I thought, do you know what I want? I want my pub to be something that I want to come to, and I want everything on the menu I want to order. And so I created a menu that I wanted rather than what everyone else wanted. Because when you go down this Michelin road, which is fantastic, don't get me wrong, but you're under pressure to do a certain thing or whatever. So I just did what I wanted to do, and it's been hugely successful. And I follow what I think is best and what I want. And I've been very selfish by that thing, but I just think, what would I like in my restaurant? And that's what I put on the plate.
Really working.
Amazing. Amazing. I run a recruitment business. Of course, I'm going to talk about recruitment, but I think that both of you have spoken a lot about service being a big part of hospitality. So I'm just quite keen to share for you both to share with the listener, what do you look for when you recruit staff? How do you get staff that, I guess, match that hospitality excellence that you both look for?
You go first, Steve.
No, I can do. Yeah, I mean, mine's, you know, we're you know, compared to Leo, we're tiny. I probably have 15, 16 full timers. So mine's my honest answer is I talk to people. I like to see people. I like to look in people's eyes. You tend to know. I need someone that's going to be understanding what it is I want to do, and how I want it done. You're never going to get it right every time. I mean, I've failed numerous times. That's how we learn, right? But yeah, you just need to get good people on board, and we have a fantastic team at the moment. But I've had times where you have to get rid of people. You'll never ever. Hospitality is such a transient thing. People come and go. But I'd like to. It's also got a bad reputation for like a part-time job or a fill-in job before they get a proper job, and that's not the case. This is a proper trade. This is a proper industry, and if people respect it and do it properly, that's exactly how it should be treated. I pay people properly, I look after them properly, and then they stay. And that's the key. And make them feel part of the team and make them feel special. Because if they treat me that way and they treat the customers that way, I'll treat them that way. It's about looking after your team.
Well, sure, Tate Lee.
Yeah, absolutely agree. As we said, we're a slightly bigger company. So roughly on the book, we're about 110 staff, which will be contracted to a certain amount of hours. But I think the way we look at it is on a personal level. So fine, you could have 10 years experience at a hotel. It doesn't mean you're going to fit in at Leonardo Hotel. We're very much about, you come in, you have that initial drive about you, that initial impression that makes you think, right, this person really wants this job. This person wants to learn how Leonardo want to supply to the local and to the national customers. Once we get people on board, we are extremely lucky that we are part of a larger group. So we have a fantastic learning and development program. So we try to nurture, whether it's from graduate level. So we have students that come from the universities. They'll do their graduate programs here. They'll then become front of house managers with opportunities to move into more senior roles as it goes through. So we are very much about employing within, but we definitely don't have a specific candidate who we would say is a perfect candidate, because there isn't such a thing. So we're very much about giving anyone the opportunity if they show the drive to achieve what we want to achieve, making it a great partnership.
Amazing. No, interesting. I think certainly... I think, Steve, you made a good point as well in terms of that a lot of people see hospitality as a filling job. And actually, I think that the best candidates that we see are the ones that are really, really treating it as a career and actually trying to do the best they possibly can do. And actually, even if they do decide to leave hospitality later down the line or stay in hospitality, actually, those are the ones that do tend to be the standout candidates and have the stronger CVs as a result.
Yeah, Ben, and I think when someone's done hospitality and whether they stick it for 1 or 2 years, what a great grounding it is, because you're gonna come across every obstacle that you could possibly come across. That whatever other job you move into, you're gonna have a better understanding of how that works. Just because hospitality is not easy, and people are pain. and everyone wants something different. We can't control. Someone could walk in with a bad mood. We can't control that, and it's up to us to change it. So it's all about learning. But what a great grounding hospitality is, because I might be a bit biased, but I think if you could do hospitality, you could pretty much do anything.
I think there's the well-known phrase, isn't there? You've got to think on your feet. And actually, that is a phrase that's almost every sector looks for, and it's certainly something you learn in the world of hospitality. We are starting to come towards the end of the show, but one of the things that I really, really like to do with our guests is to share some top tips, whether it be something that we've discussed already, whether it be something new around growing a successful hospitality business. What would be, I guess, kind of your takeaway tip? And I'm going to start with you, Lee, if that's okay.
Yeah, my first two takeaway tips would be: no idea is a bad idea. So whether they are a new starter, whether they're a senior member of staff, we like to listen to all of our members of staff to make changes to suit the market. The world is changing. Unfortunately, I'm not getting any younger, but the demographics of people that come into our establishments are younger. So we need to listen to our staff, because they probably understand the market as well, if not better than us. The second thing, it's Oxfordshire just together. It's all about working together as a full unit. So whether we're 110 bedrooms or whether we're a similar size establishment to Steve's, if we all work together, the demand is there for Oxford. So let's all work together on it and be really positive for 2024.
Amazing. And what about you, Steve? What's your takeaway tips?
Oh, I'll pick up what Lee said, because he made a good point. I think, as Lee said, we're not getting any younger. And there's a new world out there of social media and TikTok and goodness knows all the other stuff that's out there. I ain't got a clue what all this stuff
is. I'm the same. Exactly.
I've got younger members of the team that I've now got in on it, and it's fantastic what they do. If you empower people to do what they're good at, obviously the product needs to be good. But, you empower people and they show you how good they can be. And they realise, some potential that they never had and stuff I didn't know. So, there were times, talking about recruitment, there were times a while ago where we were struggling to find chefs. I mean, the hospitality industry after COVID was a complete nightmare, and Brexit all thrown in. It was an absolute nightmare. And I saw potential in other people that were working in front of the house and said, do you want to give it a try in the kitchen? And I taught them myself. People have loads of stuff inside them. You just need to find what they're really good at. And a lot of the answers are actually right underneath your nose. You just need to have a little look, because people are full of potential.
Amazing. Amazing. Great advice. And what a great way to end the show. But unfortunately, that is the end of the show. So thank you so much to the both of you for joining us today. And thank you to you listening at home for listening to The Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson, on Get Radio. If you are just tuning in, just a reminder, we've had Lee Wood of Leonardo Royal Hotel and Steve Sanderson of The Checkers at Burkhart. If you haven't been before, go and check out both of those places. Great, great places to go to. Next week, I am going to be back with a fresh guest, a single guest, actually, talking about a number of topics. So we're joined by Hayley Lucas of Athena Accountants and Business Advisors. We're going to be talking about accountancy, women in business, being a young entrepreneur and juggling a young family whilst training to be an accountant. So a really interesting journey there. Finally, just a reminder, you can listen to this show every Sunday on the radio on or online at 11 a.m. Be sure to listen out for the podcast format, which is available via all your favourite podcast platforms, and it is released on the Monday morning. And do look out for the video format, so you can see our lovely faces on the Get Radio Facebook page and their website every Tuesday. But for now, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we will see you next week.